Hello. You're a fresh face around here. Are you from the village to the south? The one that opened its borders to us? It's been such a long time since anyone new has come to work for me. Normally the work around here is done by subjects, but I assume that they're the reason why it takes so much to attract the attention of even one human. It's no secret that you find some of my girls off-putting. Necromancy is considered a very taboo subject, but the fact of the matter is that most of the undead here are brought back with either the souls of monsters or the souls of those that want to come back. But I assume you're not here for a lecture on how my liches do their work. When we managed to convince your leader that we wanted to open trading routes, since it would be so much more efficient to have traders use your village as a place to rest, to come to us instead of traveling around it, we learned that your economic state was, well, it wasn't. And though we're staffed entirely by the undead, we always accept a member of the living to work aside us. You see, most of the workforce is comprised of zombies and skeletons. Ghosts are very mischievous and often take to playing pranks on other more corporeal staff members. Ghouls are very difficult, to say the least. While they hunger like other undead, their hunger is related closer to a living being's hunger for sustenance, whereas most other undead hunger for energy to either sustain or improve their forms. That being said, zombies and skeletons are simple creatures. That's not to say that they don't have personality, but for the most part, they just do as they're told. While they are good with completing tasks efficiently, they often lack the same ingenuity that in creatures like us, we use to our advantage. They also don't have an eye for keeping things tidy. It's not their fault. They're used to living in graveyards or dungeons. I think a human being on the workforce would not only improve things around here, but also liven up the place a bit. No pun intended. I won't lie, it does seem a bit, well, dead around here. The other monsters that share my tastes are often territorial or aggressive, and while the Delahan of the Demon Queen's army make for great guests, they are often too busy to head any of my invitations. But enough of that. I trust you've been informed of your responsibilities as my assistant. Good. I'll show you the rooms that require most of your attention. Obviously, this room is large and requires quite a bit of upkeep to remain presentable. I instructed my assistant to give you a more complex rundown so that you would be prepared for anything you're asked to do. But I assure you that your tasks will be much easier. Most of your jobs will be improving on any work that the skeletons and zombies complete. They require exact instructions, and sometimes things are missed by them. If I were to instruct them to clean the room, they would tidy up the tables and chairs and make sure that the floors and the walls are presentable, but notice the tablecloths are untidy, and some dust can be found, you know, strewn under the tables. They have an order of which they do things, and sometimes they forget to go back and fix any mistakes they made doing the other steps. They also don't include tablecloths as part of cleaning the room because they see them and the tables as one and the same. And since they haven't been instructed to set the tables, they will ignore anything on top of it that would obstruct that job. Though most of the examples aren't done in runes such as large as this one. You will have quite a bit of downtime between tasks. I or a lich may call for your assistance, but when you have not been called, you're free to explore the castle at your heart's desire. You needn't worry about not being found when needed. My girls excel at tracking down humans, especially men, as you would probably expect. Now, if you'll follow me, there is one other room I would like to show you. Here we are. I'll get the door for you. Well, go on. This is my room. I like to do my part in keeping it tidy, so there's little to be done in here, though now that I have a human servant, I may call you here for some additional work. Let me be perfectly clear, I do not wish to do anything that can be seen as monstrous, especially to our new friends. But I am a monster, and as a monster I have needs. Now, I've been separated from humans for the vast majority of my afterlife, and to say that fantasies and desires have built up inside of me would be an understatement. And you can turn me down and leave, and we can continue like this chat never happened. I'll still be here, and I will be happy to give you my offer again if you change your mind. The issue, however, lies with my subjects. While they're working, there isn't much that can draw away their attention, but I am not a cruel lord, and even the most seemingly mindless of my workers receive time to themselves. Time where they might want to sample the new item on the menu, if you catch my drift. If not them, my liches are also constantly pestering me about needing humans for testing, and they aren't exactly the kind to talk things out. Now, I'm not saying that to scare you. I think you should know what you're going up against. Of course, I am offering a way not to have a target on your back. What do you say, human? Good answer. Come on. Are you not going to disrobe yourself? Excellent. Normally I would have you serve me, but you aren't on duty yet, so instead, I think I should give you a proper introduction. Sit down. Good boy. Tell me, have you ever been touched like this before? I don't think you have. You're a blank canvas, and judging by your reactions, you have so much to learn. But I will be sure to train you just as any mistress should. For now, I think you need to know just what kind of pleasure I can provide. You don't have to muffle your moans. I quite enjoy hearing your noises. It tells me that I'm doing a good job. Remember that, human. I wonder how long you're going to last. After all, you felt no pleasure before, and a white has the strength of a succubus. We are both forged in dark energy, but I was rebuilt by it. Rebuilt without someone to show my abilities to. It was like being denied part of my purpose, but no more. Now that I have you, I can finally improve myself. I can see that you're already starting to get close. You don't have to hold back. Let it all out. Delicious. I can feel your warmth permeating through my cold body. But it's not enough. Does the very sight of my naked form make you tremble?
It should.
Such warm skin. I love feeling it tremble beneath my fingertips. It's so adorable. Don't try to speak. I know you won't be able to find the words. Your warmth fills me. I'm gonna move now. I know that it's intense, but I know that you'll eventually grow accustomed to this intense pleasure. For now, just lie there and let me use you like a good servant. Being unable to do anything in the face of such intense sensations must be maddening. Don't worry if you go insane. I'll care for you. You know what it means to have sex with a monster. It means a bond greater than marriage. By sharing a piece of your soul with me, we become one. And when you come, it'll be complete. And nothing, not even death, will take you from me. Just a little more. I know you can take it. That's it. Thrust up into me. I can feel you starting to pulse so intensely inside of me. You're about to come. Come on, fill me up. Come in me, human. Come. Yes. I can feel your energy inside of me. You're giving me so much. Good boy, good boy, good boy. You did well, human. How do you feel? Tired? That's to be expected. I did drain a bit from you. You can rest, and tomorrow I'll finish your introduction. I'll rest with you, though I don't need to sleep. Your warmth is a welcome change from the cold halls. Just rest against me, and I'll hold you. Good boy. Sweet dreams.